Now let's return to the Middle East for a moment, and many regional experts have admitted that they've been surprised by the speed of events there. And after so many years of repressive governments, many are wondering why the uprisings are happening now. Lebanese academic Dr. Elizabeth Kassab is the author of Contemporary Arab Thought, and she's been trying to answer that very question.
I have been working on contemporary Arab thought for many years now. And the notion I have come across most frequently in contemporary Arab writing was that of ajz, an Arabic term denoting impotence, helplessness, incapacitation. An increasing sense of hopelessness seemed to dominate the mood of the last few decades. This thick darkness contrasted in my mind with the amazing lucidity, sobriety, and audacity with which Arab thinkers had analyzed their realities over the last few decades. The critical effort of those thinkers was directed in the first place inwards. Concepts such as authenticity, liberation, tradition, modernity, the West, the nation, Islam, identity and difference were revisited with critical rigor, and the successive struggles for liberation and improvement earned serious reflection. It was also a precious ray of hope in this darkness that had overwhelmed us. I wondered, how could so much light and so much darkness coexist? Why had this critical energy not been channeled into institutional change, education, the media, or politics? In my conversations with Arab thinkers, I kept asking, so how one does turn this awareness into real change? My question was often met with sad smiles, since we all knew well the answer. State repression, conservative forces within society nurtured by that repression, as well as big money resulting from state abuse on the one hand and oil on the other, simply did not make possible any move toward a better reality. But the questions kept turning in my head, and with them the bitter, frustrating answers kept coming back too. And then came the Tunisian uprising, and later the Egyptian revolt, and now the Libyan struggle, and they enlightened me about the true key to change, namely the basic human instinct against injustice and abuse that is bound to explode sooner or later. Not wanting to be arrested arbitrarily, not wanting to be tortured, raped, killed, robbed, not wanting to be deprived of a future, to be humiliated, to be lied to be impoverished, not wanting to be denied education, expression, political participation, in a word, not wanting to be incapacitated and reduced to insignificance with no human and citizenship right, is the key to demanding empowerment, to breaking the shackles of fear in the face of terror and making change finally possible. This rejection of aggression and dehumanization is then the indispensable foundation for a move towards enlightenment. It was not and had never been a question of the Arabs failing to understand Montesquieu or John Locke because of religious barriers, cultural specificities, or even an Arab genome for Oriental despotism. It was not about the absence of some cerebral democratic culture or an inability to improve ourselves. Rather, it was about facing sheer brutal force. Courageous men and women had for many decades defied state terror, often paying the price of their uprightness with brutal intimidation, imprisonment, torture, exile, and sometimes even with their own lives. Today, they are joined by the masses.
Lebanese academic Dr. Elizabeth Kassab there with those thoughts from Beirut.